Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Podcast we do every week or so called Toxic and Problematic.
Yeah.
And we're doing this one, well, sort of early for us.
Well, you Friday. We had a guest,
and then he, nothing like waiting till the last minute. I mean, I figured he's, I'm not going to say who it was because I would like to have him on in the future.
Sure.
But he seems very professional. And I know he's busy because he talks about things that he has to do, why his schedule's busy. So I'm like, okay, this guy, you know, he's an important person. He's doing. Right. Important things. He's a busy guy. But I also figure he's probably pretty organized because of all that. But then he says that he's going to send a phone number to contact him. We have a phone number for him. I just don't know if it's the one he prefers or not.
Right.
And he never does. And so then this morning, about 7 minutes, it was exactly 7 minutes after we were supposed to have started talking to him, he's like, I screwed up my times too. So you know what? I'll try and do this next week. So yeah. It happens. You know?
Well, yeah, it does.
It happens. But that's
and
why
it's karma. I agreed to be on someone's podcast.
You did?
Over the weekend.
What?
Yeah.
This coming weekend or last weekend?
Last weekend. And Sunday, I told him, yeah. And then I forgot it was Easter Sunday and I was at the Royals game. I totally blew him off.
Oh, well, I mean, didn't he know that it was Easter Sunday?
I don't know. But still, I didn't.
You just not talked to him since?
I haven't talked to him since.
I did someone's podcast once, and then we talked about doing it again, but it was always kind of like last minute. He's very nice. I'd like to. The problem is the time that I went the first time, he's really into smoking pot. I should say that. He seemed very into smoking pot to me in the moment, and I've heard him smoke pot with his guests before. And he kept
Bill Maher?
No. But he kept trying to get me to smoke pot, and I was like, and he's like, yeah, you know, let's just try this. So we smoked a little bit of pot, and I just remember thinking, I don't know this guy. I don't really know my surroundings. I'm not sure I know how to get home now.
Right.
It's that whole like panic. I like to smoke, you know, in very specific circumstances.
Situations.
And in the comfort of my own home most of the time. You know, if you're smoking at a concert, I sort of get it, especially if you think like by the time the music's over, the peak of your high will have worn off. But I'm just sitting here like, you know, this close to this guy.
Right.
Who I just met
freaking
earlier,
out.
And I'm high. And it's also not my weed, so I'm responding a different way. And I just thought, God, this is going so horribly. And then he's like, so I hear you talk about drugs a lot, you know, on your guys' show. Why do you like drugs so much? And I'm thinking to myself, I shouldn't tell people to take drugs. Why do I ever tell people to take drugs? And he's telling me about the things he wants to try. You know, he's like, I'd really like to try. You know what? I've never tried. I've never tried Molly. And I was like, well, don't try it now. What, are you crazy? I was like, you're like 40-some years old. Don't start doing Molly now.
Why?
Because I was high. Well,
never too late to start
doing things. I was high. I started thinking, like, what
am I
doing?
Speaking of all this, I did, and I know this isn't going to be our topic of conversation. We didn't even talk about it. But you bringing this up made me think. The Bill Maher thing with Steve-O. Did you read about all that?
No.
Okay, so Steve-O was going to go on Bill Maher's, whatever it is, club.
Yeah, Club Random.
Right. And be on his podcast.
Yeah.
And he asked Bill, apparently.
Steve-O asked
through
Bill.
Email or something, hey, while I'm on your show, can you not smoke pot? Because I'm sober and I take my sobriety seriously.
Yeah.
And Bill Maher was like, yeah, no.
Okay.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
So the guy didn't come on.
Yeah.
And then people were just trashing Bill Maher that how could he say no when Steve-O wants to be sober? Why can't he help Steve-O and just not smoke pot for one podcast? I'm like.
But it's his show.
Right. Not only is it his show, Steve-O's the one who changed his lifestyle.
Right. So. But also, I think if Steve-O was inviting him into his place.
Yeah, he'd be like, hey, you can't smoke pot here.
That's perfectly reasonable. But Bill Maher smokes pot on his show.
All the time. That's part of what the show is.
Yeah. By the way, I don't think it helps him. But right. He does it.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's weird at all. I also don't. It doesn't surprise me. Like anyone who knows Bill Maher, all that, it doesn't surprise me.
I just thought it was weird. Like, people would be mad at Bill Maher for saying no. I mean, if you want to come on the podcast, I smoke pot on the podcast.
It doesn't surprise me that people
have lost their minds.
It's dumb, but it doesn't surprise me.
I guess. I was like, every time I was reading all these things,
I was like,
really?
It doesn't surprise me Bill Maher said no. It doesn't surprise me that people are
also, for two guys who have been in and out of the program throughout our lives,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sober, not sober, sober, not sober. Part of... And Steve-O said he had 16 years sobriety, I think.
Yeah.
Part of getting that far along in your sobriety is the fact that you can go anywhere now. You have these tools that you can literally go anywhere and be okay.
Yeah, people go to bars.
Right. After a while. But 16 years, you should be able to go to a wedding. You should be able to go to a bar. You should be able to go to a ball game. You can hang out. Like, I was like, it was all so strange to me, but whatever.
It's weird to me, too, because... I guess just because it's not something I've ever thought, oh, this is a problem. But the thought of like being around someone, like you say, especially after 16 years, smelling pot, like the smell of pot is going to, is it going to be the smell that you just are like, oh God, I wish I had some pot? Or is it going to be watching him get high that's going to, I don't know.
Or was it?
Or does your sponsor still tell you, I don't think you should ever be around anyone who ever does any of it because I know you still.
That'd be weird, man. Life goes on without you.
But.
I mean, maybe the only thing I could think is he thought maybe he'd get a secondary high, but I'm like, come on, man.
Well, we know that's
right.
Not a thing, right?
Right.
I thought that seems like multiple personality type stuff. I don't know. But I'm not surprised that Bill Maher said no.
Of course not.
And I'm not surprised that people freak out about everything. I do think that Bill Maher...
I'm being honest. If Steve-O came in here and was going to come on our podcast and said, hey, man, I just need you to not drink.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no.
Right.
I don't know if I will or I won't, but that's not.
Right. I'm not going to promise you that.
No.
Yeah. Right. You're coming
I
here.
I promise you that you can drink or not.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not going to force you to drink.
I won't ask you to drink.
Right.
How's that? I won't offer you anything.
Right.
Yeah. But I won't put glasses in front of you.
Right.
And I certainly won't have shots ready for you.
Right.
Is that fair? That seems fair to
right.
me.
Yeah.
Bill Maher does seem like the kind of person who's probably on the lower. And I don't. I'll get into it for this. He's not like. He doesn't seem overly empathetic, like an overly empathetic person. That's just not his style. And a lot of times throughout his career, just watching him over the years, you see him question things like, well, why? I don't understand this. And I think, well, but can't you empathize a little bit? But I think he's just slightly back there a little bit with the empathy. So that's partially why it doesn't surprise me, too, because I think he's just like, no, if it doesn't make logical sense, then there's a good chance I'm not going to do it. And this doesn't make logical sense for me to say no pot to you. It's not going to get you high, and it's on my show in my space.
Right.
So, but it's also, I'm trying to think what the weirdest part of that whole thing is. Is it that people get so angry? Because people getting angry, I'm just so used to people getting angry now with social media. Everybody's always angry about something. Everyone's always a victim about something.
I guess.
Or is it the fact that Steve-O is asking people not to smoke pot in their studios when he goes to do podcasts?
I mean, I guess I can see him doing that,
That sounds I don't know. It is weird.
I thought the whole thing was weird, but
like, what
the people getting
ibuprofen?
Mad at Bill Maher was like, what? I mean,
yeah.
And Steve-O coming out and, like, you know, writing something about
it. Doesn't
about,
need to be a public thing either.
Right. Like, if you could Bill be Maher like, hey, no. man, I'm going to be on your show, but, you know, could you not smoke pot around me? And then Bill's like, yeah, no, I smoke pot on the show. It's kind of what we do. I don't know why you then have to be like, can you believe Bill Maher did this to me?
Right.
Like, we did what,
make this
man?
A public thing. This could just be between two professionals. You're like, yeah, I couldn't, you know, couldn't agree on this. That's fine. He wants to smoke pot on the show. I don't think I should be around him smoking pot, so we didn't do it.
Right.
That's that.
Or not say anything and just don't go on the show.
I mean, to yourself.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You're just thinking to yourself. Like, yeah, correct. Okay, well, guy wants to smoke pot. I probably shouldn't be around it, so I guess I won't do a show. That's that. Don't need to blog about it. That's for sure. Right. You know, speaking of people being upset, today, the thing that I saw people being upset about, well, I guess I saw someone being upset, and then people get upset about her being upset, is they're calling her the airport Karen at the Kansas the Kansas City airport terminal. You guys saw her. I tried looking her up to figure out who she is. I saved her bio somewhere. Let's see if this makes any sense to anyone.
Had it up. It's like Morgan.
Morgan, but it's her bio says, daughter of the King, heart, culture, fashion.
What is that?
Jesus. Does and then she says, at TPUSA, contributor and media personality, but daughter of the King.
Oh, that's Turning Point.
What's daughter of the King? That's Turning Point?
No, I don't know, but
TPUSA is Turning Point. Yeah, right, I get that part. I'm saying who's the daughter
and
of the King.
And what's the love thing?
Yeah, daughter flower? Of the King. And then I guess she's saying heart, culture, like I love culture, fashion, Jesus, but she's just saying daughter of the King, and I don't know. Maybe she's saying her dad is a king?
Okay, I found a bio for
I don't
her
really
here.
Know.
Who is she?
I don't know. She got 30,000 followers.
Morgan McMichael, 24-year-old Gen Z speaker, writer, actress, and social media content creator. Her mission is to empower and inspire America's next generation of young conservative leaders through creative video content, which has amassed millions of unique views across social media platforms. Morgan travels to multiple high schools and colleges across the country.
She does?
Predominantly about feminism, cancel culture, free speech, and conservative values.
High schools have political speakers
Man,
come
just,
in?
I need to I get on this circuit.
Private schools.
And no just shit. Go be like, I need to be in all these schools and be the opposing view to these people.
Right.
And just you be like, yeah, no, I don't agree with any of that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good job.
When did high school start doing this? Maybe they're private schools?
Yeah, they have to be, right?
I would think
no,
so.
They're gonna have,
they couldn't do public.
I mean, we had I'm people sure like, could. You know, the team mascot for the, you know, the Casey Wolf or the weatherman. We
they
had something
have
like
a
that,
lot of, well, we I don't say they have speakers, but they have a lot of.
We had authors that wrote kids' books.
They had stuff just the other day. I don't remember what it was, but
at your
somebody,
kid's
yeah, somebody was coming in to speak about something. In the health class and phys ed class, and it was like, you know, this could get, you know, I don't know, traumatizing for kids or something. I don't remember exactly what the email was, but
think.
It was like, you know, if you don't want your kid to be in this, then just email me before this time on this day, and we'll find out. Oh, it was a suicide prevention speaker, I think.
Wow. There's
somebody coming in, and they were like, you know, if you don't want your kid to do this, then, you know.
I don't remember doing that. We had a boater safety guy come in. Like, we had those classes that we had to take, and then we had, I just remember the children's authors, and I remember the local celebrities, mainly the weather people.
Right.
The TV weather people. But that's all I remember. I do not remember someone coming in. And
yeah, I think we had people like that.
Huh, interesting. Well, so this girl, Morgan, she...
Some guy who used to be in a gang. You guys never had any of that? We had that. Like, he was in a gang in Detroit. Now he's going to tell you how to...
Yeah, we
you know, not be in a gang, and I'm like, we're in the suburbs.
We probably
man.
Had that. We might have had that for Dare, like someone who used to be, I used to be a drug addict, or you know what? We did. We had a panel of people I remember in junior high, and they had gotten in trouble for stuff in the past, and they had turned their lives around. I don't remember what the crux of it was. If we should try this stuff when we're young,
I will tell you, and I know we want to get to this, but I will tell you, I'm glad they switched it to that. So what they used to do was, like, if you'll allow your kid to take this test or whatever, they ask, like, there's one thing that happens every year. They ask a bunch of social questions. It's anonymous, but, like, have you ever smoked pot? Have you had sex or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And for a long time, they were like, you know, email us back or you opt in to have your kid. Well, I don't read email.
Right.
I don't do any of that. So I actually had to start because, you know, I heard kids talking about it. About the test or whatever, and so I got home, and I asked my oldest at the time, who was like in seventh grade, I was like, "Yo, did you take that thing? He's like, no, they made me go in a different room because you didn't opt me in.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, damn, man. I'm sorry, because
like
you could have taken
didn't
that.
Sign the field trip permission.
Yeah, but now it looks like your dad's some
right,
sort of
exactly.
Why don't you take the thing? I'm like, oh, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, that's bad. I mean, I remember that there's the two kids who didn't get to take sex ed classes with us. You know, they'd always leave the room.
Yeah.
Two or three kids. They were the same kids, I'm pretty sure, that said they didn't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Witnesses?
Maybe something like that.
Yeah,
I felt
well,
like it was kind of the
I
same
screwed
kids.
Up my kid for that. I
yeah,
apologize.
So probably,
but now yeah, they've been like, you know, please tell us that you don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's the easiest way to
yes,
do it.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Unless I say otherwise. Because the kind of person who would not want them to, they read those emails.
Of course.
They are looking for stuff, baby.
I'm like, guys, haven't
it.
You
they
noticed I
it.
Haven't been to a parent-teacher
exactly.
conference in 10? I don't.
Right. That's
I'm not worried about what you're teaching them, baby.
Now, I'm sure that's why they switched it. Like, we need to flip this thing around.
As soon as when I didn't respond, they're like, those kids' dad didn't respond. We're going to have to do it the other way. Because he clearly does not care if we talk to him about stuff.
Yep.
I've heard his show.
Yeah. So this Morgan girl, whoever the hell she is, she posted on X. Still have a hard time with that. I mean, it's still Twitter.com for fuck's sake. But anyway, she posted a video of herself at the Kansas City airport. Now, Kansas City got a new airport not all that long ago. Within the last year, it opened up, right? When did the new airport open up? Maybe
I don't think it's pertinent to this discussion.
Well, I'm saying it is,
I'm
sort
just
of,
kidding.
Because,
I'm
because
just kidding.
I think it matters.
No, we don't have to kick that around for an hour.
No, well, we've got time to kill. Our guest canceled on us. But it's a shiny new airport. Kansas City is very proud of it. But one of the things that changed when they updated the airport is we got all new shiny bathrooms, right? Have you been there since they've opened the new terminal?
I've picked up my mother from there.
Okay, so you've limited.
Oh,
limited.
And I flew out to Houston.
Okay, so there you
I
go.
I did last
you did,
summer.
You
yeah.
did get to use it.
Yeah.
It's nice. It looks cool.
Yeah, it's
and
beautiful.
I heard people say
it really
something
is
about,
beautiful. It's cool.
It's very nice. And I heard people say something about how the bathrooms had changed or whatever. I wasn't paying too much attention, but when I got there, I was like, oh, man, these look so much nicer. I guess I didn't notice that they were genderless or both gender or whatever. Even in this video that this Morgan girl posted, when she shows the sign, I'm like, is that what that means? I thought it meant like on the right side men go in,
when
on the left side
like,
women go in.
Yeah.
But I guess it's like a man and a, you know, female sign, male sign, and it means that they can both use these restrooms. And she is not happy about it at all.
I'm here in Kansas City and I came across this all gender bathroom. Literally all gender. Look at this. 20 stalls, all gender. This is crazy. Forgive me for filming in a bathroom, but this is all gender. I hate this. I absolutely hate, I've never seen an all gender bathroom. I'm not going in here. I don't like this.
She doesn't
I love the
like
top,
this.
The top comment on the Reddit post is, wait till she finds out how bathrooms on a plane work.
Right,
no
I
shit.
Said that
That's
earlier.
What I'm
right.
like, how is this the first gender-neutral
like
bathroom you've seen?
The airplane bathroom is all genders.
Right, you had to have been on an airplane unless you're getting on it. I assume that you just got off
well, I guess,
an airplane.
I mean, I guess you would say all genders at the same time.
Okay, sure, but just the idea of seeing, this is the first bathroom you've seen that has both the male and female sign on it. Because, especially at airports, I have seen these before, especially when the bathroom, depending on where you're at, sometimes those are the only bathrooms. Some airports have them switched up where it's like, you know, because people need to change their kids or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, this is the only bathroom we're going to put down at this end of the terminal. So I've seen those. They don't have to be brand new airport terminals.
Yeah.
Where
well, they also
it's
have like
genderless.
The family bathroom.
That's what I mean. It's like a family
bathroom. Sometimes
bathroom,
that's
yeah.
a door that you can lock.
Sometimes, yes, but sometimes they're also
when
just
I found
a
out about
bathroom.
That, right, it's a small bathroom with only one thing. When I found out about that, I'm like this.
Yeah.
When I had kids, I finally found those. I had to go change a kid. But then if I was flying on my own, I'm like, this is.
They're nicer. They're cleaner.
It's also.
The door's locked.
My own smoking lounge.
Oh, you
I lock the door, smoke a cigarette in there.
Dude, I'd be too scared.
Why?
I don't know. They say something like 100 years in prison for smoking anywhere near the airport. They really freak you out with the smoking stuff. I don't know. Speaking of Steve-O, that was like one of the things that he wouldn't do that he was so scared to do. He did not want to do it at all. And I can see why. They really get you with the smoking thing. I don't know what happens if you light a cigarette up in an airport terminal, but I'm assuming that if they catch you, they say you're never allowed to fly again. You're on a list that says you can't ever fly again. That probably is more likely to happen if you actually do it on the airplane, but whatever. The thing about this bathroom is there's no urinals in here. First of all, she's filming. I know she says it, but I would be more concerned about the fact that you're filming in the bathroom.
Right.
And the fact that they're genderless. But that to me, if they said, like, there's cameras in the bathroom, that would be a bigger cause for concern than the fact that it's genderless. But what this really means is that we have a bathroom situation here where it has doors, actual doors. And I don't mean like the little half stall doors that Americans have been used to for the last 100 years, however long we've had them. They're actual doors. So as Laszlo has always said, this really shouldn't be a place where hanky-panky's going on. Now, there's been issues with, in the past, I just saw someone post a video this week, and it started this whole debate where girls at a bar had gone into a guy's, I was at a concert, had gone into a guy's bathroom because there was a line at the girls' bathroom. Uh-huh. And this apparently is a fairly normal comment. If you've ever worked in a bar, you've seen girls go into the guy's bathroom. What I thought was weird was the guys were pissed. Now, maybe it's because they're like, we don't want to have to wait in line at all.
Right.
We're not used to waiting in line at all. You've been in there for too long. It could be as simple as that.
Sitting down, pulling your pants down.
Right.
We can get in and get out.
Right. And you guys are taking too long. I get that.
Right.
But a couple of the guys started chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." And I was like, wait, what? As they're kicking the girls out of the bathroom, I was very confused. I assume it was a country concert. But anyway, the bathroom thing I've never fully understood because it Laszlo has pointed this out many times, but no matter the situation, no matter the situation, if you think it through and you think about
how bathrooms work,
genitals and how bathrooms work and all those things,
how you pee,
then
or whatever,
yep,
and how bathrooms work, it really isn't an issue.
It's really not an issue. Just think about it.
Right.
I don't think we have to spell it out again. Just think about it.
Well, I mean, we can really quick. If you're a guy and you go into a woman's bathroom, there are no urinals in a woman's bathroom, so you have to go in the stall with the door.
Yep.
If you're a woman and you go into a men's bathroom, you can't pee in a urinal as far as I know.
No.
So you have to go into a stall. So everybody going into a bathroom that you, whatever your name is, would consider the wrong bathroom, would be in a stall anyway.
Right.
So what's it matter?
Right.
I don't, like, why? What's the problem?
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's just it. And I don't know if, you know, bathrooms are a place where people go. I really don't know. But I think her videotaping in that bathroom really hurt her argument because you see the bathroom and you see how it's set up and you're like, oh, it's a bunch of other rooms then with doors on them.
Right.
Clothes.
And then let's take it one step further. Okay.
All you're really sharing is sinks.
Right. Let's take it one step further. So you want your gender assigned to you at birth to go into the bathroom that has the sign for your gender, right? So let's say I identify as a woman. And I'm dressed as such. And I look in the bathroom, I say, well, I don't want to freak anyone out, so I should just go into the men's bathroom because that's the gender I was assigned.
Right.
And when I get to into the men's bathroom, I lift up my skirt and piss in a urinal.
Right. That's going to freak
Wait, hold on
more.
A second. So that's what we want?
Wow.
We want... That's what we want. Is that what we're saying? Like, that's the way it has to be?
That's what
Because you're not saying
wants.
I can't dress how I want. I can dress however I want. All you're saying is I have to use the bathroom that matches my genitals.
Yeah.
So, literally, I would go in, hike up my miniskirt, and piss in a toilet in front of everybody, and then put it down and walk out. Now,
because then your kids wouldn't have any questions.
Right, because I think everybody should move forward and be progressive. I'm with that. But I do think there are questions that kids are going to ask. And I think the one that would be the most odd for me to explain, although I'd be happy to do it, is, why'd that woman pull up her skirt and piss out of a dick into the urinal? And I'd be like, well,
there's a lot you have to learn.
Yes.
And this is the way Morgan wants it.
But that's right. Like, right. What? Like, wouldn't it be better for me dressed in traditional feminine wear?
Presenting myself as a woman,
Right.
To go
into the
women's
bathroom and sit down in a stall?
In a stall where there's already only stalls anyway.
Or just go in there and jack up my prom dress and piss in a fucking urinal. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it doesn't make
none of it makes any sense.
Not to mention it's faux outrage. If you're actually outraged about it because, I don't know, you're 1,000 years old and you haven't thought it through, please think it through because there's no real reason to be upset about it. I don't believe that this 24-year-old is actually upset about it. I hear her in that video. I mean, she sounds like one of my nieces because she's so young. And Snowcone said she's 24 years old or something, so she is young. 24-year-old, you're really going to try and have me believe that you walked into the bathroom at the airport in Kansas City and you were outraged. You hated it so much.
Right.
It's the worst thing you've ever seen. That's
doesn't make
not believable.
Sense.
So, moving on.
Please.
Saw this morning in the New York Post, and I really thought, you know what, man? Serves us right. It absolutely serves us right. What? As men, it serves us right. This girl, this woman, she's a woman. She posted originally on TikTok, of course, and so the, more upper echelon news outlets like the New York Post have, of course, pounced on this and turned it into news because I think it is news. And this is why I read the Post every morning. But this woman, uses dating apps. Nothing shocking about that. A lot of young people use dating apps. A lot of people use dating apps. But she was specifically using Hinge. Now, Hinge is the one that's for, deleting. The dating app that's meant to be deleted because you're looking for long-term love when you use Hinge.
Yeah, that's the
marketing. Think the guy that started it was one of the founders of Tinder. And he's like, hey, Tinder's just for sex. Okay. We should find a relationship.
Tinder kind of owns all of them anyways. But
right. It seems like it's all. And they all seem so similar.
Sorry,
the fact that everyone's on
Match.
All of them.
Match.com owns all of them. Sorry.
Okay. And the fact that everyone that I know, at least who uses dating apps, uses all of them kind of defeats the purpose of like Farmers Only. Yeah, but he's also on all these others. You know, if you use Hinge and Tinder and Bumble. But anyway, she was using Hinge and she met this guy on Hinge. And she posted these photographs on TikTok, talking about this guy that she met on Hinge. And she bragged.
By the way, I can't stop thinking about
hiking up your miniskirt and pissing into your own. Well,
all of us right
now. Dude, trust me, man. I'm having a tough time shaking it, too.
And by the way, in my mind, she is so hot. She's so hot.
Oh, I thought we were talking about you.
No. Also, get me just
that's
picture.
That's what I thought.
Just picture her.
Oh, the girl in the video, she's
a woman.
Real hot.
He's just saying picture a woman. Just picture a woman going in there. And I saw in that other thing, they made urinals for women. In some countries, they have these urinals. And I'm totally curious how those work because I haven't seen any videos of them actually in use. They look different,
they make
those obviously.
Funnels girls can
this
use.
This is
the,
different.
The
these
sheenus?
Look like urinals that come up out of the wall and they're shaped differently. They scoop out and
why would you want that?
They say that it's more efficient, just like men's urinals, and that women should start using them and countries should start embracing them. I read this whole thing about it. I'd never heard of them before though. So I was like, is that real? But apparently they are. It doesn't seem like it would be more efficient.
You
still got a wipe, right? Yep. I'm assuming it looks like
they're not against the wall. Then
they are against the wall.
With
you
no
like straddle
door.
This thing. There's no door.
So you straddle this thing and
right, like
piss
that's.
Out?
I wanted to see this in
because
action because if you're pulling your pants down,
if you have like a dress on, you have to like
your
up.
Dress would be easier. If you're wearing pants, you
pants
have to pull your pants down, I think, and slide the space in between your legs and your pants over this thing. I really
but
need
then
to
you're
see that action.
I mean, the thing that makes a urinal work is that your back.
Yeah.
Is to the room.
Right.
Yeah, this would be
great.
This, this is
you
I think
face
you're like
people
this.
Walking in.
You walk
Hello.
In and there's four people staring at you as you walk
and
in.
You're
I mean, like for guys
like
putting
this.
A urinal in the middle of the room.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Like a junior high
shower.
Pissing in the round.
Right, exactly.
That doesn't seem right to me.
No, it doesn't. Although it is how the stadium used to be when I was a kid. We had pissing in the round. And it never seemed right. You're backed up to this thing. I don't understand how it could be more efficient. It doesn't seem right, but anyway, back to this 31-year-old woman, who I assume pee's sitting down, but I don't know that.
No.
She posts on her TikTok page about this guy that she met on Hinge.
Okay.
And so she brought this guy over. You know, they had just met. They were going to go on a date or whatever. She brings this guy over, and she asks him if he can help her out with something.
Okay.
And she's got this piece of furniture, it's a table, it looks like, that needs to be put together.
Oh.
Now, she only shows the back of his head, so she's polite. You know, she's not revealing his identity, but you can see this poor sap with his back turned to the camera as he's putting furniture together. She said it's a 13-step project. It's something that she had purchased and clearly was like, shit, I don't want to do this, or I can't do this, whatever, I need help with this. So she turned to Hinge, to her dating app, to try and find a guy to come over and help her put this furniture together.
Okay.
So This guy, she says that, you know, he's a wannabe boyfriend. I should say the New York Post says that he's a wannabe boyfriend. I'm sure he's at least a wannabe sexual partner at this point. Okay. If he's putting together furniture for her, then I assume he'd like to at least get laid. But he's over there putting furniture together, and she's meanwhile taking pictures of the back of his head. I assume he has no idea that she's posted this stuff. Mm-hmm. And says, you know, check out what I did. If you need help with something, turn to the dating apps. I found this guy on Hinge, and I put him to work, and he put together this piece of furniture, this table that was a 13-step project.
Okay.
It took a couple of hours, and he got it all done, put it together, and that was it. And he never talked to me again.
He never talked to her? She never talked to him?
He never talked to her. I guess he was mad. You know,
why did he do it?
Well, I guess he was hoping that she was going to have sex with him.
But
wait,
so what happened after it?
So it sounds like she was using him just to put the furniture together.
So this wasn't a test for like, hey, I want to date a guy who's handy. I'll give him this, and then if he does it, you know, that'd be great. I'd know he's handy. And
it doesn't seem like that because what she's really bragging about is the fact that she used this guy to get him to put together furniture. She needed some furniture put together, so she got on a dating app, found a guy on Hinge,
who she matched with, and then didn't talk to him anymore.
That was it. Right. Got him to put the furniture together, and that was that. No more
dates,
she said. And that's what I thought exactly. It is fair. We deserve it. Men deserve it, I think.
Well, yeah, and I'm totally fine with it as long as we're all just being fine with it, which is, you know, I don't want to let the secret out here, fellas, but when we match with you or meet you or whatever the case may be, we want to fuck.
Yep.
And what we're doing is trying to convince you that we like you so that you'll have sex with us. That's the whole thing. We want to convince you that we like you so that you will then in turn have sex with us. So using that same logic, if you are just trying to convince me that you like me so that I would put together a table for you, that's fair.
Agreed.
That's fair. As long as we all know what's happening here.
Yep.
Right? You're going to say, hey, you know, oh, I like you. You know, whatever. And then I put the table together for you, and you're like, yeah. And then I never called him again. I ghosted him. Well, it's the same thing as like, hey, I really like you, and then we have sex with you, and then I ghost you.
Yep.
There's literally zero difference, right?
Exactly. Even the dating app itself, Hinge, it was created by a guy. I mean, let's think this through. If the same guys are on Tinder that are on Hinge, which they seem to be, you're already starting at a point of, you know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for long-term love. I'm looking to delete this app. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Now,
so you're starting with a lie.
Granted, ladies, you could say, well, I met my husband on Hinge.
Absolutely.
Sometimes men, like the saying goes, fuck around and find out that they really do like you.
Absolutely.
That's okay. That happens. But the initial meeting that a man goes to meet a woman that he's met on a date is him trying to figure out how to have sex with her.
Yep.
That's what he wants to do. And in order to do that, we'll say or do just about anything. We'll lie, cheat, steal, even put together a 13-step table.
Yep.
If they think that's what they're getting out of this, right?
Yep.
So to me, if, you know, fine. I don't have any problem with that.
Yep.
Why is that a problem?
I don't think it's a problem either. I think it's perfectly fair. And I think it's poetic almost, because the fact that this guy comes over to the house, she had this thing laid out purposefully, unfinished. So when he goes, oh, what's this stuff? She goes, I've been meaning to finish this. I just had some stuff I had to put together. There's like a couple steps I couldn't get. I don't know. Anyway, it's just a piece of furniture. No big deal. That's how she's playing it, she says. So then this guy's like, oh, I'll help. And it ends up taking him all this time. He's not done until 1 a.m. And she knew this. I mean, good for you. That's really.
All right. What would you do if you went over? And it was like,
I'd probably say, if I'm over there, then I assume.
Right, well,
there's a lot of things I'm willing to do.
You go to pick someone up on a date.
Yeah.
You go over to her house, right?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to go out, and you notice this table.
Yep.
And you do the same thing. What's this? And she says, oh, I couldn't finish it.
I'd put it together for
you. You'd put it together.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't even cross my fucking mind.
Oh, if I see
I'm being honest. I mean, she'd be like, oh, I was going to put that together, and I, you know, just didn't get it. And now maybe it's because I can't put shit together. But it would not even click to me like, yo, let me jump on that.
If it was something
not even
I thought
click,
I could
not for
do,
a second.
Then I would think this could win me over.
Yeah, no, not
this
me.
This could be the thing that I need. Because I don't have a lot of game, if any, to begin with. So if there's something I can do like that to help out, yeah, I'd probably offer.
Twitch says, Lazo won't put the furniture together. He just buys a full living room set and has it sent over like an alpha.
Right. Your living room set.
Right.
Still, every time that comes up, every time it gets me. Just the thought of someone, I don't know who that girl was, sitting somewhere on a couch right now or sleeping in a bed somewhere right now that Lazo purchased that he meant to purchase for himself, but he forgot to change the address on Amazon. And rather than admit to her when she says, thanks for all this stuff,
now, what
he's
am
like,
I gonna
ah,
do?
Shit. Well, right, you really can't, so he just buys more furniture.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, it wasn't
it's
a
so
full
good.
Living room set.
It's so
it
good.
Was for, like, a basement.
But it's furniture, nonetheless.
Oh, I mean, it was pricey.
It's not like you accidentally sent over your paper
Gatorade
towel
or something,
rolls.
No.
Exactly.
Which also came with it.
Yeah. That stuff.
She brought that back. She's like, I think this came with the stuff.
Oh, of course. Like, no. That's the stuff that she's like, oh, you must have screwed up here because you accidentally
she
sent me Gatorade.
She thought they did.
Oh, she thought Amazon screwed up.
Yeah, she's like, oh, they sent some of your stuff that you get delivered and brought over.
Some
like,
of your stuff. Yeah, how about all the furniture for the basement? You live in an apartment. You think I'm buying you finished basement furniture?
Come on.
Whatever. Somehow it worked out. She must have needed furniture, or it must have come up at some point. The fact that she just assumed it was for her.
It did. It came up, and then we were talking about it. We were looking at Amazon, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Depending on the price. Look, I am totally... with you, that in that situation when someone says, oh, thank you, most of the time, almost always, you can't say, oh, sorry. But depending on how much money it is, there's a limit where
I'm
like,
it to
ah,
its
I fucked
full,
up.
Like you got, yeah, but oh, I fucked up. I sent you all that stuff. But what's the other option? I fucked up. I sent you that stuff. You're so happy. And you got this house filled with this stuff. Now I can, really uncomfortable, say, I didn't mean to send that to you. It's mine. It needs to go in the basement. Oh, damn. So now, maybe she doesn't even get mad. Maybe she laughs or whatever. I thought it was mine. Maybe she's cool about it. But now, I got to borrow someone's fucking truck, go over there, get that shit, put it in, bring it to my... That's not going to fucking happen.
Well, no.
So, like, thinking, why just, you know, whatever. There's no option here. Just let her have it.
Yeah, that's true. With the furniture, you'd have to go through a whole thing. Tell Amazon I never got it. And then you got to be like, hey, tell them that you never got it, too.
Because, well, they're going to have pictures of it. It's
exactly,
not going to work.
So, fuck it. Just keep it. You're right. Actually, speaking of furniture and dating... Did you see that question? Hold on, let me find it. We had a question about furniture.
There you go.
Sort of about
Lazo hit buy on Amazon before he deleted the 1 a.m. forced social media pic, which is true.
I've gotten that stuff. Have you gotten stuff in the mail where you know someone had bought you something recently off Amazon? Has that happened to you where you've received the stuff? Oh, it's happened to me. It's happened to me a couple times. And if it were my brother's, then it's, you know, something like that, it's fine. But there was one purchase, and I won't say who it was. Someone bought me something. It was something that I said, oh, that looks cool. And he's like, let me get you one, please. I'm like, oh, no, don't do that. And he got me one. So I know that it was him because a few days later, some more stuff showed up. And I think that it was maybe he thought it was embarrassing. So I was like, well, do I say something or not? Well, you know what? I can say it because I never actually said anything to him about it. I thought about it for a long time. And I decided he knows where it went. If he wants to do something about it, he can. So it was male body hair remover.
Oh, well, that's not so
male
weird.
Male body hair remover cream.
Yeah.
And then,
I've bought that before.
Yeah. And then it was whatever you call it, a glucose monitoring blood test thing, which has never come up before between us. You know, not that necessarily it would, but I know him pretty well. It's never come up. And then the final thing was it was the... specific wipes that are made, and I don't mean like dude wipes, but the specific wipes that are made for your ass that are like Tux wipes.
Oh, with,
and I was like, that's the
hemorrhoids?
Thing. I think it's for hemorrhoids or cuts or whatever. And I was like, that's the final thing there. You know, the other two, maybe I could be like, hey, did you send some stuff over here? But with the medicated pads, I feel like I just leave it alone. And then I didn't open any of it. If he says anything, then I'll be like, oh, yeah, I did get some stuff. What was it? I didn't even open the box. I'll try and tape the Amazon box back up. I know it had to have been him. But he never said anything because I'm sure he was embarrassed about it. But yeah, so that's happened to me. Never furniture, though. That would be quite a payday. So someone had sent us a question.
Oh, we'll do a little mailbag?
Yeah. And this actually involves furniture, so I figure why not. So there's no name on this. But anyway, I've got one for you guys, even though I think I can guess your response. So my girlfriend and I are just moving in. Mm-hmm. It's going mostly okay, but some of it is going not so okay.
Sure.
She's moving into my place, and we've gotten along. We get along on just about everything except when it comes to the actual house. Mm-hmm. She says that I have to buy a new mattress because she cannot sleep on my bed knowing that I slept on it with my ex.
Okay.
She hasn't directly said that she won't pitch in, but even if she pays for half of it, that's still a huge expense. I was looking at cheap ones online, and they're still pretty pricey. Plus, a cheap one would not be as nice as the one that I already have. I've already thrown some things out that she didn't like, so I feel like I need to draw the line somewhere, but my friend says it's normal for women to want to have a new mattress if you shared the old one with your ex. What the fuck? I've never heard of this
before. I've never heard of that either.
That's I said something. I've never heard it. I've thought about it. It has crossed my mind. Like, really? I've thought about it. Sure. Like, when someone
What is the mattress more personal? Because she's
in your place. Well, sounds like you guys must have.
No,
you
she lived with your ex. Slept in his room.
Right. That's my
thing. She used that closet.
Right.
Like,
unless this is furniture that you're moving into, but you're saying your house, that to me sounds to us like she moved in with you,
right?
And your ex used to live there.
You're not getting rid of everything. So what's the difference between that and a couch?
Right. This idea that
I know she's saying, well, you fucked in this bed with somebody else. I get the idea behind it, but we fucked on the couch too.
Right. I mean, come on. Let's be
right.
Honest.
I mean, we fucked in the kitchen, like whatever. Like when, you know,
well, don't know about that, but I definitely fucked on the couch. The couch is the only place I fucked. No, I've thought about the bed thing before.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you
use
this house, it was with my ex. We've been everywhere in here.
Yeah.
Not even sexually, whatever, right? Like, it's her old house. You're living in it.
Right.
I don't know why the mattress is going to make a big deal. Like, right. I could understand if you said, hey, you were married and lived with somebody in this house, and I want to move in with you, but you get rid of your place.
I'll get rid of
mine, and then we'll get a new place. It'll be our place instead of your ex's place.
Right.
I get that logic, but if you're going to move into it, then all this stuff is already here.
Right. The mattress thing has definitely crossed my mind just in the sense of, like, whose mattress are we in right now, and who's
somebody
fucked
on Twitch says, my dick. I fucked her with my dick.
Well, that's a big issue, too, is it not? I mean, that's probably the biggest issue. It's the most intimate thing involved in sex is the genitals. And I'm guessing that her pussy has been used before as well, right? I don't know why you're looking at me like that. I just didn't know if it sounds, you know,
no,
pussy,
you just kind of the way
sexist.
You said it, and you're like,
that it sounds sexist right? to just say her pussy. I don't know. I didn't want to be too aggressive when I said that.
I understand, but it was
about to be aggressive. Like, well, her pussy. And I'm like, that sounds aggressive. But I've thought about it because Brooke has a bed in her room. You know, her room, quote unquote, where her stuff is, my room where my stuff is. So my bed's way fucking nicer. Mm-hmm. It's one of those memory foam mattresses. She would agree it's way nicer, way more expensive. So that's the mattress that we use. It's crossed my mind. Like, who have I slept with in this mattress? But I have also thought, when I've slept in that other bedroom with her, who has she fucked in this bed?
Really?
It's crossed my mind. Sure, like, not like, I shouldn't be like, you know, who else she fucked. But I've thought, like, I
you
wonder how long she's
night?
Had this bed. I've just thought, like, I wonder how long she's
but,
had
like,
this bed and how many guys she's fucked. Yeah, sure.
You're literally kicking
like,
around
who
your
all
head.
She, like, is this a new bed? Who all did she fuck in this bed?
I have never thought about that.
Oh, yeah. It's crossed my mind before. Not like in a, even coming close to it, she should get rid of this. I want her to get rid of this. Just
I know,
like,
I've never even kicked it around.
Curiosity.
Like, if I moved in with, you know, a girl who had an apartment with a boyfriend before me, I wasn't like, well, we should get rid of this bed. Or she fucked somebody else in it. Like, it's just... I've never even thought about that. Like, it's an inanimate object. If I'm okay with fact that she's had sex with somebody else, then this couch is really
the least of your concerns.
Right.
I looked it up because he said that part of the
end. Have you ever been having sex with her and thought?
Oh, of course.
I wonder how many dudes have been exactly where I am.
Of course.
I've never thought that.
I've thought that about lots of girls.
I mean, unless
like,
we're talking about it, and I'm trying to get
I wonder how
off.
Many people she's fucked before. Yeah, sure.
Unless I'm trying to kick that around in a whole way.
I've definitely
way.
Thought that before. Like, I wonder how many guys she's
But I'm not
before.
Doing it in any
and
sort
And I've also
of
thought, like, I wonder if this is, you know, like when you go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting and they open it up and they say, you know, is this anyone's first meeting? And then they follow it up with, is this anyone's first meeting since their last drink? Which means you've been to meetings before, but you slipped. So I've kind of had that thought with sex before. Like, I wonder if this is the first dick she's had since we last had sex or not. You know what I mean? Like that thought when you're with a girl that you're not really serious about.
Oh.
Like someone that you're kind of hooking up with and you're like, I wonder, Because the last person I had sex with was her. I wonder if the last person she had sex with was me. You've never thought that before?
No, I don't. It doesn't concern me.
Mm. I mean, I'm not like concerned. It's more a curiosity thing. Like,
no, I mean, again, unless I want you to tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, I certainly when I think she's not the last person I had sex with. Yeah. I wonder if I'm the last person she had sex with. Oh, that's a lot of pressure. You know,
I just assume I'm not, and I also assume that if it comes up, that we're both going to say yes.
Because it's only polite. Yeah, no need to ask. Yeah.
Right, but if it does come up in conversation, the answer is, of course.
You know, I've never had to deal with that. I see that in rom-coms, where like, how many guys or how many girls have you slept with? I've never been asked that before by someone I'm dating.
Oh, I don't think like in that sense, but I think in what you're talking about, the hookup sense, like somebody could be so, like, man, it's been 6 months since we've seen each other.
Are you seeing anyone?
Have you seen anybody? Have you done anything, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
And then
sure
I think the answer
up.
To that is no.
Yeah,
I haven't done anything since the last time I saw you.
Yeah, don't even
though
think
we both
it.
Know.
I don't remember.
That's not
so
true.
Instinctual to lie.
Right.
I don't even have to think about it, so I don't remember it. I'm sure that's happened.
Of course it's happened.
Of course. I'm sure that's happened. But I actually looked it up because he said the part about, you know, his buddy saying that it's normal to want new mattresses. I found quite a few arguments from people talking about it on Reddit and on social media. So
about
this has
what?
Come up before about mattresses.
Really? That
about,
you should
do I
change
have
it?
To buy a mattress? So he's not.
You kept
she's
a picture
not
of your ex-wife
one.
Up for a couple of weeks.
Well, I didn't keep it up. Oh,
it was
yeah, it was
up.
Behind a door. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't see it.
It
yeah.
was up, and you asked me about it. Like, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
I'm like, take it down, dumbass. Yeah.
Well, I did. I was just like, how do I get it out
to?
Of the house? What do I do? Oh, shut up. I didn't
no, that
say
is
that.
True.
It was behind the door, and I was like, oh, shit. It had been months, Laszlo. I think, like, at least months. 3, 4, 5, 6 months. There's a door that's always open to a hallway. We never close it, really,
right.
for any reason. And there's a picture that was hanging behind that door of my ex. And you don't see back there, ever. So when I finally noticed it, I was like, you know, dusting the baseboards,
right.
I think, cleaning the... And I saw it, and I was like, holy shit. I was like, this thing needs to be hidden somewhere. Like, took it down, put it in a drawer, and then I was like, I got to get this thing out of here. This
right.
shouldn't be framed hanging on the wall. But yeah, I'd never heard of the mattress thing.
So you did take it down? Did she ever see it?
I took it down immediately.
Did she say anything?
I don't know. She didn't say anything, but I don't know if she saw it. It's totally possible that she saw it and was like, well, you know... I'll see how long it takes him.
Right,
to
what are we talking about?
Down,
somebody just said, hey, Seed, explain it. Or on twitch.tv/Church Laszlo says, are we just talking about women? Dudes don't count, right? I don't know what that means. Like, dudes want to change the mattress?
I think if they move in with a girl? Because he said it's normal for women to, right? Isn't that what he said? Where was that original question that we got? Yeah, my buddy said that he thinks it's normal for women to want new mattresses if you shared the
well,
old
what if the guy's
the
moving
with
in with the girl? Does he? Are guys asking for a new mattress?
I don't think so. It seems like it's women asking for the mattress. Yeah. So.
I can't imagine. I mean, maybe. I mean,
I'm sure there's a guy out there.
It's a brave new world.
Exactly.
It's a brave
new world. I'm sure there's a guy out there.
Filled with just giant pussies. But.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's guys like, you know, I'm not comfortable.
I didn't see that. I didn't see
knowing that your ex
any girls asking
had
questions
sex
about
with you on this mattress. We need to get a new one.
Right, but it's totally. I'm sure it has.
Okay,
I'm sure it has. I didn't see it, but I'm sure it has.
Would you like some? Exactly. Like some
he's
tea.
He's not in there right now.
Would you like, we're gonna go get some tea.
Right. You're telling me
get rid
it
of the mattress. We'll get a new mattress and we'll stop and get some lavender tea.
Right.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck.
No, I could absolutely see.
Absolutely.
A guy. A certain type of guy saying, hey, I'd like you to get rid of this mattress.
It makes
me
feel uncomfortable.
It makes
me
feel uncomfortable. So since...
I really wouldn't even think about it.
Since we were talking about women, actually, we did have a question from a woman. And I already
know... Bubble Lavender Tea. Let's get rid of that mattress. I don't like to think about Rick fucking you in the ass.
Well,
let's go get some bubble tea.
If there's actual shit on it, you know, like, ugh, just old lube
well,
and stuff.
Well, that's just
yeah,
an old bad mattress. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, just like, you know, the thought of...
Yeah,
Rick
you sharing
just,
this with your boyfriend, your ex-boyfriend.
Oh, man, the thought of Rick railing you. Just, I can't sleep at night. Oh, man.
Here's one from
by the way, that's a good name, because Rick does fuck hard, I will tell you that.
Yeah,
Rick I
does
don't know
everything
Rick,
hard.
Rick
does
fucks
everything
hard.
This is from a
Ricky
girl.
Was tough when he was little, but Rick goes at it.
Ricky was tough.
Ricky was tough.
Ricky, I'm positive without it being able to look him up. I can't find him on social media, but the Ricky I went to school with in elementary school, I just know he's in prison. I know he's in
Ricky,
prison.
Ricky, man, he was tough. And then
he
once
so
he got
tough.
Older.
He was so tough. And
his
he
name's
liked
Rick.
Me. I got lucky.
And if you're dating someone who used to date Rick,
yeah.
Rick fucked her harder than you do.
Yeah. You're just going to have to live with
she
that.
She liked
dude.
You because you're sensitive.
Yeah.
Rick
or
was not sensitive.
Money. Yeah. But
Rick was not a sensitive man.
It's not because you fuck better than Rick. So this person says, she wants to know, my boyfriend wants to share our locations with each other 24/7. I think she means 24/7. Maybe she means 24/7. I said no, and this started a whole thing. Now he's suspicious of me. Now, here's the thing. He already bought two cameras for inside, in caps, the house without asking me, and I was not happy about that, but I didn't have any good reason to not be happy, so I just let it go. The whole following each other is like a little too much for me, but I know some people do it, so maybe I'm making a big deal out of nothing. I swear I'm not hiding anything. I just think it's weird.
Yeah, I think it's weird, too.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean, I totally think it's weird.
You don't need to know where the other person is all the fucking time.
I don't know how old you are, but it does totally seem like, maybe it's not. It seems like an age thing. When I see people online talk about this, when it comes up about the going through phones, you know, is it okay to go through someone's
fucking
phone?
Crazy. No, it's not.
It is not okay to go through someone's phone ever. And here's the thing. If you get to
the
point.
And when you're going through someone's phone.
Then it's over.
Not only is it over, but you're looking for something. So you're going to find, like Squeeze sung about it in 1982.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to find something in there that, because of confirmation bias, that you're going to use against them, which could be completely out of context.
Exactly.
But you're going to find it and use it against them. Why? Because you're looking for it.
It's no different than joining the paranormal research crew and spending the night at a haunted mansion and then hearing a pipe squeak in the middle of the night. Well, that pipe squeak in the middle of the night is now a ghost.
Exactly.
100%. Because you're there with the ghost hunters at the haunted mansion. Listening for ghosts, and you heard a noise. Yeah, that's what you're doing when you're going through the phone, except you're looking for scandal. You're looking for someone being dishonest with you, hiding something from you.
Right.
And you're going to find
it. It's like Googling, why are gender-neutral bathrooms bad for society? You're going to get that fucking answer.
Yes, exactly. You're going to find Mondor, whatever her name was, Mogon's page, talking about how it's the worst thing she's ever seen.
And the other thing is, if I hear it too, like if you got caught cheating. So you get caught cheating. And now we're going to share our locations 24/7. Well, fuck that too.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. Like, fuck all that. Stop it. Because here, I cheated on you. Now, literally for the rest of my life, I have to check in with you and get permission from you. Now, granted, I did something wrong. I broke these bonds of trust. I understand that. But I'm not doing this for the rest of my life. Either we move past it.
Yep.
And we're through it. And we can carry on with our life. And we know that I did something wrong. That's it. Now, I get it. It may take you time to feel comfortable with me and all those things. And I'm going to have to work harder to earn your trust. But I'm not. I don't have to text you every hour to let you know where I am. I don't have to have my like the fuck, because literally fuck that. Let's just end it.
Right. You're not.
And by the way, that could be the problem.
You're not happy. Clearly, you're not happy.
And you don't trust me.
You don't trust me. You don't like this. You're on edge all the time.
Right.
So leave.
Right.
Let's stop doing this.
And by the way, if you're the person who cheated, I get it. And I think a lot of times people do this. They feel guilty. Yeah. As well, maybe they should. Maybe they shouldn't. I don't know. But so therefore, they agree to these ridiculous terms to try to keep this relationship going that they weren't all in on to begin with.
Right.
Or else they wouldn't have cheated.
Yep.
So if you're the cheater, it's okay to be the bad guy twice.
Yep.
Be like, yeah, no. I mean, if you want to try to work through this, I'm open to it. And they're like, yeah, but you're going to have to check in every hour. Then I'll just leave.
Yeah.
It's okay to say that.
Yes.
You don't owe anybody anything.
Yep. I've watched it happen. I've heard people talk about this that I know who've said, like, you know, well, she wants me to text her. I don't remember how often it was, this many times. And I said, well, then just don't. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
And he said, I can't do that. I'm just going to tell you up front, I'm never going to be able to do that. And so they ended things.
Yeah.
And he was upset. I'm like, well, don't be upset, because if she's willing to end it over that, then this was never going to work anyway. You know, and
you already fucked up. So just, you know, come to grips with the fact that you fucked up.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe you didn't fuck up.
No, maybe you guys just both weren't made for each other. It's fine. Why do you want to know someone's location all the time? Like, why do you want to? That just doesn't seem like a a good relationship from the get-go.
Because you're trying to catch them in something.
I understand.
There's no that's the only
so it's
reason.
Like, this is you act like, oh, there's well, that's
no, like,
normal
oh, I just
want to
know where you are.
But
you're trying
not.
To, you're trying
it's
to catch them in something.
Right?
Now, if it's your kids, I think you could say for their
totally
safety
different.
And whatever.
Totally different.
I get it. But if it's just your boyfriend, like, I need to know where you
or
are 24/7.
Yeah.
No.
It's ridiculous.
No.
Now, that's the other thing. I don't know if you have kids, miss, but the cameras inside the house thing, I don't know what his excuse was for the cameras inside the house thing. The fact that he didn't tell you that he was getting the cameras, that he just bought them and put them inside the house. If you're going to put cameras inside the house, that seems like one you definitely tell your partner about. Like,
of course.
I bought some cameras. I think I'm going to put them up in the house. But, yeah, I'm surprised that that actually wasn't a bigger deal for you. I mean, maybe it was. You're saying that you ended up letting it go. But then
well,
the
who
phone
knows
the
where
phones.
They put them,
but,
though.
Yeah,
it could have just been a Ring doorbell or something. Yeah, who knows?
But still... You know, I it seems like something that you would discuss, but I'm with you. The following each other, sharing each other's location, putting an AirTag up your ass,
right.
Not necessary.
Fuck
all
that.
Right, some questions that people ask here before we get out of here real quick. what would we rather be doing right now? That's the first question I see here. What would we rather be doing right now? I don't know.
Hanging out with Rick.
At this age.
Rick.
Getting fucked by Rick.
I don't know. I'd rather be at home. Baseball's about to start.
Yeah, I mean, you'd always rather be at home when you're not at home, right? Isn't that most people?
Sure.
I guess unless you're dating someone or married to someone that's following you
right.
on your phone, then maybe you'd always rather be not at home.
There's been times where I'd rather be at work.
Yeah, yeah. What's the worst thing to happen to you professionally?
Well, I've been fired so many times. That's, you know.
Yeah, and aside from that, I guess, like getting in trouble. We don't get in trouble, as Lazo says.
Mm-hmm. We're adults.
Getting...
Kids get
reprimanded
drunk.
Or
right.
getting put on probation or whatever. Those things suck. Hard to think of like one thing. The best thing that's ever happened.
Day drinking on a patio sounds good.
Yeah.
I could be
it's sunny
day out. Drinking with somebody I met on Hinge.
Yeah.
Right now on a patio drinking.
I could be putting together
thinking about
with someone.
Am I going to convince you that I like you enough
man.
To, right?
Afternoon,
that sounds fun,
starting
huh?
early in the afternoon, it's nice out, and baseball's on, like you mentioned earlier. Has Slim Fast, the company, ever said anything about Slim Fast's name? No, but also they spell it differently. So I would always kind of worried about that. Yeah, it's two words for them.
Oh, yours is one word.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
But I don't think that's the real issue. I think the real issue is
they
that
have no idea.
They don't know I exist.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, the level, I think you'd have to achieve a bigger... There have been certainly times when everyone was on Twitter using it constantly. There were times where people would tweet at me and they were trying to tweet at that company.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, is this going to be the time that that company sees that and says like, oh, but everyone I talked to said doesn't matter because it's spelled different. Like you're using, you know, it's two,
right.
They use two words. You're using one.
And you're not trying to sell diet drinks. So.
And we're exactly that. I'm not in any way to be confused with them because we're not trying to do the same thing. So that's what I've been told. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. Then they also asked. Maybe this was the same person. How does the intellectual property of your guys' names work? Do you own them or does the company? The company mostly
company
owns them, if not totally owns them. Like, you agree to that at or don't in
the
your contract.
Yeah, so, yeah, they own it.
Yeah. Let's see. Looking back, is there anything that you would change about the show?
Yeah, like, I think if we left, we couldn't be the Church of Lazo.
Right, like right now, yes. If we left and said we're done, they would say we
if we went
not.
To a different station or something, we wouldn't be able to do it.
Yep, at least... Whatever the terms of the contract say, I don't know how long they own it. But
and that's
why
you're listening to Toxic and Problematic.
Exactly.
I'm being honest. That
is
because they don't own that. We own that.
Yeah. And then looking back, is there anything that you would change about the show?
Right now or over the course of
yeah,
the
year? I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says looking back, is there anything that you would change about
the
show?
I don't have any regrets.
No. I mean, we made it way fucking longer than I ever would have thought. So
yeah.
I'm afraid that if we changed anything, we wouldn't have.
Looking back, though, I don't think there's anything like, man, I wish we didn't do that or... I mean, probably some stuff that I wish we'd have followed up on, which could have been cool.
Yeah, but as far as
I mean, there
as,
should
like,
be a Mama's Head in Independence with our name on it.
Yeah.
I mean, but as far as like, you know.
Big regrets.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, not really. I
mm-mm.
don't think so. Again, because of the butterfly effect and the fact that.
But also, I don't think is there anything in your mind that like, we probably shouldn't have done that?
Not really, no.
Me neither.
Nothing jumps out. Now, maybe I'll think of something later tonight and be like, oh, I know what it was, of course. But no, I don't think so. So, well, there you go. How the time flies, my friend.
Yeah, how long did we do that for?
That was an hour. We just bullshitted for an hour with no guests. We were hoping our guests would talk to us for half an hour, 45 minutes. Yeah. We ended up jaw-jacking for an hour.
I thought we did pretty good.
So not too shabby.
Do us a favor, right? Mitra-9.com. Go there, use the keyword problematic, and get yourself some Kratom.
Yep.
I had some this morning.
Go-Packs are the most popular.
I love the Go-Packs.
But Go-Packs, Kratom Go-Packs, they sell Kava Go-Packs. I don't know what they call those Go-Packs. Relax-Packs.
Relax-Packs.
Yeah.
Which also work, I enjoy, but I do. I take, and to be not only a spokesperson, but a true believer, Slim has been, I don't know if the right word is doing, but doing Kratom for what, 15 years?
An advocate.
10 years?
Over a decade now.
Yeah. Every day. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a guy who shies away from, you know, taking something that makes you feel good. But the stuff that he would make in here always made me sick to my stomach. Yeah. And the high wasn't worth it. So you were doing it for 10 years, and I never did it. I really never did it. And then he came in and he said, hey, you got to try these Go-Packs. And I'm like, no, it makes me sick. You're like, I don't think these will.
Yep.
I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. And I took one.
Because you'd given it up at that point for a while. Like, you'd had enough bad experiences that you were just like, fuck it.
I hadn't done it in 8 years, a long time. But, and not for any other reason than
the last time you did it, you got sick good. And you were like, you know what, forget it.
Yeah.
Too risky.
So
you tried the Go-Pack.
Love it. I take one a day.
Yeah.
One a day, and I feel a million times better once I take it.
Yep.
So I honestly do. Like, I could tell you, do you get a little bit of a buzz off of it? Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, I just feel better. Like, my body moves. I'm being honest. My body moves better. I'm more alert. I have a higher amount of energy.
Yeah, my friend Chris jogs, and he says he takes one before he jogs every day. Like, that's his routine. I don't know, you know. I don't exercise, so I couldn't tell you if that works for everybody or not. But I know that that's what he always is talking about. And whenever he comes over to the house, he's like, do you have any? And I usually do. And he forgets to bring them with me. He's like, you know, I always just do these when I'm working out. And I do one at night. I'm like, yeah, there you go. Right. So go to Mitra. It's Mitra-9.com. Mitra-9.com. And then the promo code is problematic.
Yeah.
Just one word there. And that gets you a good discount. And it helps us out
And it helps us out a lot. So if you go do that.
Yeah. Oh, and Laszlo, I want to thank... Because I have a feeling you're going to need them, too, in the very near future based on all the conversations we've had. I got my air conditioner fixed.
Oh, nice. Who did it?
Let me make sure that I get this. Let me make sure that I say it right, because I don't want to fuck it up, because we texted back and forth.
No, you don't.
I talked to 7,000 people.
You don't snort it. Like, put it like a Gatorade.
Mix it in water.
Yeah. Mix it in water and drink it.
Mm-hmm. Dick Ray Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. So, because if you listen to the show at all for the last year.
Dick Ray.
Plumbing, heating, and cooling. Because I went through, how many people did I go through coming out there?
A bunch.
And I was like, dude, I'm getting window units. Laszlo had said, like, well, that's it. You're getting window
units. You have to. You can't afford 15 grand to do this.
Right. And when I told Laszlo how much it cost, I was like, man, I might have to end up buying window units too. Because Laszlo's air conditioning was limping along last summer. I'm like, dude, we're both going to end up being those guys now with houses where we have to buy all new window units for we'll be the only ones on the block with window units because we can't afford to get these things fixed. But because yours is limping along, you know what he told me? I told him about you, and he said, dude, have him call me now. He said, because if you wait until June, that's when everyone starts calling, like, my goddamn thing isn't working properly. He's like, have it serviced now. You have it serviced now, it works when it gets hot. I mean, I had all winter to fix mine. I was like, man, I'll have plenty of time. And then I got stood up, and then I had all these people come out that were too expensive. I was like, fuck. So I just, you know, it's April now, so I got it done with a little bit of time, but I was expecting when it broke to have it done in like November. That did not happen. But now I've done the hard part for you. I found the guys. So.
And he did it, right?
And they
did a good job.
They did an excellent job. When they turned it on, I was like, holy shit. Yeah. I didn't want to show Brooke that level of excitement because I was like, yeah, I told you I'd get it fixed. But inside I was thinking, I can't believe this. I went on my Amazon list and I removed all of the window units that I had on, you know, my save for later list because I was positive that I was going to end up having to buy window units, and I was fairly confident that she was going to be done. Like, you know what?
I did offer AC.
I know,
my house.
And you kept texting her. That didn't help. You said you had AC in your house. And you know what? Would have been ultimate karma is if your AC went out as she was.
It may.
You know, on her way over there. Yeah, you should get your service. What else? Want to thank for making this possible. I think he still makes it possible. You know what? Check the credits, because just in case he doesn't still make this possible, Direct Computer Outlet still makes this possible.
Okay, good.
And so if you need anything, computer-related, phone-related, whatever. Right. Call them if you're in the Kansas City area. And there then,
and we have an announcement, I think, in the next couple of weeks. You'll be able to help support us very shortly with other stuff.
Yeah, but I think that's all for now, right?
I think that's it.
All right,
go to mitra-9.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.